Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goltzer dictating an endoscopy report on W.C. Reeves, date of birth 6/9/1948, date of procedure November 15, 2023. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Goltzer, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Dijesh Chokshi. Procedure performed is number one, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Number two, colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, and hemoclip deployment. Indications: abdominal pain, weight loss, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of a single lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal lobe, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, esophagus, period. Retroflex view was obtained of the cardia, period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital examination was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was then identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was fair, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Going back to the bowel preparation, the Boston Bowel Prep score was 7, 2-2-3, period. Findings at upper endoscopy, number one. The upper and middle portion of the esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was mild patch of abnormal mucosa noted at the distal esophagus that was biopsied for histology. Next line, Z line was regular at 39 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, gastric erythema was noted in the body and antrum. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there were approximately 10 millimeter nodules that were not submucosal in the antrum of the stomach. These were biopsied for histology. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, number one, there was an approximately 10 millimeter cecal polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp which was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was two hepatic flexure polyps, approximately 10 millimeters in size, that were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 15 millimeter sessile descending colon polyp that was removed with hot snare. There was an approximately 15 millimeter pedunculated descending colon polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy, and a hemoclip was placed for hemostasis. Next line, there was diverticulosis coli noted. Next line, plan. Number one, follow a biopsy pathology. Number two, recommend high fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed. Next line, GERD precautions. Next line, Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend next surveillance colonoscopy in approximately 3 years, pending pass, and joint decision-making will be made with primary care doctor, GI doctor, and patient with regards to patient's medical status at that time. Next line, we will follow up the pathology from the biopsies taken of the antral nodules. We'll consider repeat EGD based on pathology versus need for EUS/EMR of the two nodules.